Track 4, Unit 1, Page 13, Activity 2. Listen to Jeanette Gennaro, a personal trainer. Tick what she is going to demonstrate.
Hello, my name is Jeanette Gennaro. I'm a personal trainer and group exercise instructor, and today I will be teaching you how to do a cartwheel. When you do a cartwheel, you have to keep in mind you want to go hand, hand, foot, foot. First thing you're going to do is figure out which way you want to face. This doesn't really have to do with whether you're right-handed or left-handed. It's just basically your personal preference. So you're going to have one foot, whichever way you're going to lead, one foot pointing in the direction you want to go. The foot in the back is going to angle out to the side for balance. Remember what I said, hand, hand, foot, foot. You're going to lean forward, lifting off the back leg and placing your hand on the floor. Looking to the side, you're going to place your other hand, and then pushing off, your body is just going to follow through. It's very important when you're going to do a cartwheel to warm up. You want to make sure your inner thighs are warmed up, as well as your wrists. For a brief moment in time, all your body weight is going to be on your wrists. So make sure that they are ready for the movement. Your inner thigh, you can just move from side to side. Get that body flowing by running in place, getting yourself hyped up for the action. All right, so face the direction that you feel most comfortable. Again, it doesn't really have to matter whether you're right-handed or left-handed. It's based on personal preference. Place one foot in the direction where you want to go, and the back foot is going to be angled to the side for balance. You're going to stand up nice and tall, bring your hands up into the air, leaning forward, you're going to bring the back leg up, and you're going to place your hand on the floor, come up, and let your body just follow through. Remember, hand, hand, foot, foot. One more time. This is a basic gymnastic movement. Very easy for kids to learn as long as they get over the fear of making that initial lean forward and that leap across. And adults, you can go ahead and give it a try too, but remember, want to make sure that you're adequately stretched, paying close attention to the inner thighs and the wrists. My name is Jeanette, and that is how to do a cartwheel.